Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, and quite a morning it is. Oh, my God, Al, do we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
Football, baseball.
We got the new schedule, people, and we are going to talk about the best trips, the best situations, how it looks for the birds this year. Can't wait to do that. There's one thing I want to mention before we dive deeply into it, Al.
Mm-hmm.
This world is a mean-spirited place now.
Mean?
More than it's ever been before.
Oh.
Last night, the Philadelphia Phillies won a game because with one out in the ninth inning, down a run, Odubel Herrera hit a home run.
Yes, he did.
And then they won the game in extra innings.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was deluged with mean-spirited emails from people saying, all right, Cataldi, what do you got to say now? What do you got to say now? And you know what, Al? Later in the show, I guess they expect me to come out in favor of domestic abuse.
Oh, God.
I guess that's what they're looking for. Because I have plenty to say. And I'm going to direct it at every one of you people out there who are evil and mean-spirited. And there's no place for you in this town. You understand me?
Huh?
So I'm going to tell you right now, stop packing because you've got to leave.
Hmm.
Thank you. But I'll get to that later. I want to do this is more fun than that.
All right.
And this here, Al, first reaction when you saw the schedule. What do you think?
I thought I knew what the home teams were, but then I looked at how it lined up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be an ugly, ugly start.
Well, that's a horrible way to
look. Oh, but that's how
let's
I looked at
that.
It. I looked
let's
at
do
it.
That.
And I,
all right,
and I,
let's do that.
Well, in the first place, when I went through it.
All right.
I kept adding, you know, you put the W and the L.
Yes.
And I kept adding them and going, it's not right. It's not. And I forgot the extra game.
Yes.
And I couldn't understand why my number was wrong.
Maybe the best way to explain it is you're not too bright these days. That's just a theory. You work with it however you want.
Like,
let me, this is the reaction I'm stunned by. The people are going, oh my God, how are they going to survive the beginning of the season?
Yeah.
Well, they're starting in Atlanta against the Falcons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A, that's as close as you're going to get to a home game for Alabama, all right? So your quarterback and your wide receiver are going to have a ton of people there rooting them on, especially Devontae Smith on his debut in the NFL. You don't think that's geographically beautiful?
Have you heard of Georgia Tech?
What's that?
I'm here at Georgia.
What's wrong with you?
Alabama's right near there.
Georgia?
That's a nice little trip.
Georgia?
It's right.
Dogs. D-A. The dogs.
This is what happens when you don't watch college football.
No. What's wrong with you?
I'm saying you live in Alabama. You have a thing they call an automobile, and you drive there to cheer on your hero, the Heisman Trophy winner, and his fine quarterback partner. All right, screw you, people. By the way, the Falcons had the worst defense in football last year.
Yeah, and they may not have Jones.
Now, I'm not doing WL every game, but you see that as a loss.
I have it as a loss.
Well, that's stupid.
Of course it is.
All right, because Al, Aria, and I'm not doing every one. I just want to know.
Come on, I did this all last night.
All right, then go ahead. You do it.
I got it.
It's a win. If you can't stand the suspense, the Eagles are 1-0.
Well, I'll feel better about it if it's a win if they sign the cornerback from Pittsburgh.
All right, now she's waiting for a cornerback.
Aren't we all?
All right, this is fine, Rhea. Now you're waiting for the next free agent to be signed.
Well, I'd like
Could you focus on who's on the roster right now?
Hmm. Well, that's there's no cornerback besides
with
this
a brand new offensive-minded coach.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the Heisman Trophy winner. Mm-hmm. And a young quarterback still trying to establish to his own city. How well he's going to be able to play in his second season.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a better opponent than the worst defense in the NFL? Is there a better opponent than the Atlanta Falcons for those guys to get off on the right step?
I always feel good about the opening game when it's not a division opponent. So I feel good about this game.
course you feel good.
I do.
Because it's a victory. Mm-hmm. All right. Niners here.
A loss.
Oh, good. What line Niners you think about? The one who was in the Super Bowl 3 years ago?
No.
They were 6-10 last year.
Yeah.
And they're here.
Yeah.
And it's the first game at Lincoln Financial Field with a full house.
That's key.
In 2 years.
Yeah.
And the Niners, that stiff team, is going to beat the Eagles?
Yeah. I'd bet on them. I mean, I would. I mean,
could you give me more than yeah, and I'd bet on them?
I just think I think the Eagles are going to struggle early with a new coach. I think when they
They're playing another team. Are the other teams going to be better than 6-10?
Be close.
Think the Eagles will be a lot healthier than they were last year?
No, I hope so.
I hope so.
How could they be not? How could they be less healthy?
Don't
they
say
lost
that.
Half
say
their team.
Yeah.
Where the I can't wait to so Rhea, you got that as a win too. You're 2-0, right? You're doing
I'm
well.
I'm feeling okay, but not after
right.
that.
Now here's what I want you to do at this point. You're 2-0, and Rhea and I are correct in 2-0.
Yeah.
If you can get beyond the Buccaneers week 6 at 3-3. You're in great shape the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
These are the hard games, Al. Mm-hmm. I'm not sitting here and telling you you're going to beat the Chiefs because you're probably not, all right? Even though it would give me immeasurable delight to see Andy Reid lose here. I would be willing to trade 2 other games for that one.
That's not going to happen.
All right, but that's not going to happen, all right? At the Panthers, winnable. Buccaneers here, not winnable. The Monday night game at the Cowboys. I need to win one of those 4.
I don't think it's going to be the one there.
All right. Whichever one of those 4 I could steal. If I get to week 7, 3-3, look out, pals. We're on a run.
I've got them at 3-4 after 7.
All right. Fine. You know what, Rhea? I'll even take that because you got them beating the Raiders in Vegas.
Yes.
All right. So the 3-4. Listen to these stiff teams. This is why the schedule is ideal for this team, because the tough games are here. The easy games are on the road. That means, Al, you steal a couple against the really good teams coming here, and you just take care of business on the road against bad. I mean, worse teams than the Eagles, teams that were not injured and had terrible years last year.
The problem is they play the Broncos, and we don't know if Rodgers is going to be there.
Oh, all right. So we're 3-4.
If he's not there, I feel good about that game.
We're going to be 3-4, and we're going here. The Lions, Al, you must have that as a Lions victory. They're amazing now, right?
I don't know why I have them winning 11 games. They just happen to none of them be at the beginning of the season.
What?
You have them winning what?
11 games. Look at the schedule.
Joe, can I go to break now? I'm not ready to
bury the lead,
I was
Al.
Not. Al Morganti.
I love it.
You have them 11-6.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared for that.
I am not prepared. hold on, Al. You have all these losses. What, are they going to run the table?
Look at the end of the season.
No, I know. That's what I was building toward, but all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you remove my pants and tell me they're going 11-6.
Well, look at the schedule. If you have a new coach and things get better and you learn from what happened early.
I came in here finding any way I could to get to 9-8.
Yeah.
He's telling me I got no shot.
Yeah.
And then he hits me with 11-6.
Yeah. This was after he figured out they were playing 17 games.
I couldn't figure.
Well, that's the problem. You have no credibility where you couldn't remember how many games they were playing.
I kept adding it up and going, how do I have this?
How can I? I would sign this second for 11-6. My God. I give one of my cars.
Well, you can bet.
I give away a car.
Well, and Gale's? You give away Gale's car?
Here's what I give away. I give away Gale's car.
Yeah.
And one of my toes.
Mm-hmm.
I would lop off a toe for 11-6.
Which one? A middle one?
No, probably one of the little ones because the shoe will fit better if I give it a little toe. 11-6, Al.
Yeah.
Holy, no. Is there, ladies and gentlemen, you have all done. Is there one listener out there that has the Eagles at 11 or more wins? That's stunning. That's mind-boggling.
They're in this division.
All right. Anyway. Lions, these are the next opponents on the schedule. Lions, awful. Chargers here, please. All right? At the Broncos, everybody thinks Rodgers is going to be there. Let's not jump the gun on that. No one knows. By the way, that's a nice trip too, Al, if people want to get there, because you could have a pot. If you're a weed enthusiast, that's a fine trip. And then the Saints are here. They don't have Breeze. And then you finally got – I can't believe they waited this long to get to the Giants.
Yeah.
November 28th, Al, they missed a chance there for some early season emotion. November 28th, it's when we said yesterday we were out. It's the Sunday of the Thanksgiving weekend.
You know, the Giants tweeted out which game have you circled on the calendar, and that's the one they had.
Hello.
They are into it.
But even that, the NFL's not going crazy for it. They made it a 1 o'clock
game. Yeah.
They're not even doing anything with it. All right? So then you got, by the way, in total, you want the best thing? 17 games right now with one still not, the timing is not set yet. 11 Sunday at once.
I love that.
11 Sunday at once. How great is that?
It just shows you how they've fallen in stature.
That's true. No,
Al has them at 11 and 6 and then kicks us in the
Here's how they've fallen in stature according to the NFL.
Yeah.
You can have up to 6 primetime games.
Yep.
The Eagles in the past few years have had 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Now they have, every team gets one.
Yeah,
every
Thursday.
Team's on Thursday.
Yeah.
So the lowest you can have is 1.
Yeah.
The Eagles got 2. They only have that and the Dallas Monday night game. That's it.
Yeah.
They have no other ones.
Not and Monday night's not even, it's Sunday night you want now.
There's not a Sunday night schedule.
No.
If things work out perfectly, ladies and gentlemen, you will never hear the voice of Chris Collinsworth.
Yay!
All right, anyway, the back end of the schedule, as Al pointed out, the last 4 are all division opponents, 2 Washingtons, a Giant, and you finish here with the Cowboys. If those teams are as bad as they were last year, those could all be wins. You got them all as wins, right?
Yeah.
You got a great – you had the Eagles streaking into the playoffs now.
You have them sweeping the division in the last 4.
No, I'm not. Alan.
I do.
No, I'm asking Al.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the back of his head. I'm not looking at you.
Right.
Hi, all right,
but you're acting like Al suddenly is a sage when he couldn't figure out there are 17 games.
It's concerning.
Don't put too much in what Al say. Is anyone listening right now? I'm going to give the numbers out. I'm going to tell you how you can win prizes. We got a big announcement today, too. And I'm not talking about our boss leaving for New York. I got an announcement that will impact the listeners here in a monumental way. You're going to love this. But basically, right now, here is your number if you have 11 or more, because I'm going to send you to Al's house so you can have lunch with him.
Cool.
215-592-9494. Bring turkey and a dry roll.
And weed. You're all high.
All right. Anyway, but here's what our contest is for today. And you have 5 prizes today, including a Joel Embiid jersey, a Visa gift card, Primo Hoagie gift card, Macnow Brewing Company gift card, and Sixers t-shirt. All right? And here's what we're looking for. When you look at a schedule like this, you find great places to visit.
Yes.
And obviously, Al, the one that jumps out, because you have never had this opportunity, October 24th, 4:05 p.m., Eagles at Las Vegas Raiders.
Wow.
The first Vegas trip for Eagle fans ever.
Wow.
That is going to be epic.
Yes, all right? It is.
So, I want to know a great place to visit. The best ones, the judge today, Al, is the person who most recently traveled, Miss Ava Grant.
Ah.
Okay.
She has, believe it or not, for a very young person, she's done a lot of traveling in her life. So you can help her to understand the best places to visit. She can make a list, Al, and then later with her husband, she can start planning. That and winning a lottery, and she'll be ready to go. So jump on if you have a great place to visit. It could be a city. It could be a landmark, you know, some great place. It could be an island. There's a lot. Where you're getting on a plane, where's the best place you can go? Or in a car. You don't even have to go on a plane if you don't want to. All right, so that's where we are on it. Now, I got 9 wins. Now, I got 9 wins.
There you go.
And I had to work for it.
I can't believe you have 9 wins.
That's
I have 9-8. Yeah.
You have 9-8? And I'm going to tell you something right now.
Does it add that up, Al?
9-8, if they finish the first season of Nick Sirianni and the first season of Devontae Smith at 9-8, this city will be excited.
Yes.
Because that is me. You are laying the groundwork for another great run.
With three possible first-round picks the following
and
year.
I have a special – I have a lot of special guests today, but the one at 8 o'clock is one you don't want to miss. Jason Kelce. Al, biggest truth teller on the team.
Oh, yeah.
Veteran spokesman for the players on the team.
Yep.
About to groom Landon Dickerson as his possible heir apparent.
Yep.
And we haven't talked to him since Doug Peterson was fired,
yeah.
since Carson Wentz left. We got some great stuff happening with Jason Kelce at 8 o'clock. So plan accordingly. Before that, Al, I almost don't know what to say about him anymore because he's written the best book I have ever read about Philadelphia sports.
Nice.
And I am not done yet.
Oh.
I got about three chapters to go. It's called Finish Business by the legend, Ray Dittinger. I am, well, you know how I've been occupying my time off the air recently, Al?
No.
Telling the stories to people that I've read in this book. There's so much great stuff. I'm going to tell you how great it is. We have already booked Ray for an entire hour next Tuesday to come in and to talk about some of the incredible things that he has experienced as a
columnist and
52 years in the media of Philadelphia. And I'm going to tell you, this book is spellbinding. It is number one on Amazon right now for hockey biographies.
Oh, really?
Because there's great hockey stuff.
Yeah,
if you listen to Ray on Saturdays, he does, especially this year, he talks a lot of Flyers, believe it or not.
No, he is a hockey lover.
Yeah.
And there's a lot in there on hockey. Needless to say, there's a ton on football. Finish Business. He's up at 7. And I'm going to need about 90 seconds to gush before I start asking the question. It is, Al, it is a brilliant book. Oh, let us kick it off today with Dennis in Springfield. Hi, Denny.
No, he hasn't had a cheesesteak yet.
Denny, are you there? Dennis.
Yes, I am here. I am here. I'm so sorry about that. I was
all right,
getting
Dennis, listen.
Taken out for my kid's breakfast.
Dennis, here's the situation. Al Borgatti, although sounding negative, then found 11 victories in that new schedule. What are you seeing there, Denny?
Well, I called once before, and you told me I was going to be the greatest caller of the day. So today I totally disagree with you, Angelo.
Well, then you're not going to be a really good caller.
I know. And that's why I prefaced it. I look at the schedule totally different, I guess, than other people.
All right.
I'll just use the NFC South and the AFC West as an example. I would rather play the Chiefs and the Chargers away. I would rather play Tampa Bay and New Orleans away and have the teams I'm even with or slightly better than home.
Yeah.
To
I know
give
what
me
you
the advantage.
That's
you're
a good
going
point.
To concede the really good teams, because you're probably not going to beat them here, you're figuring. But if you get a mediocre team here, you got a much better chance. I thought of that, Dennis. I thought of that. It's logical. But see, I want a chance in every game. As a fan, if I'm playing a good team at home, I'm not giving up on that game. If you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs at KC, it's almost like a bye week. Yeah. You're not going to win. Here you've got a little bit of a chance, don't you? Don't you have a little chance?
Well, yeah, you have a little bit of a chance, but I don't know how many times the Eagles have gone 8-0 at home. It just doesn't happen.
No,
so
but
if I'm going to lose them games, I'd rather lose them there.
All right, so you don't like the schedule. I'm going to just where are you right now in wins? What are you seeing there? The 17 games.
Well, I didn't do wins and losses, but at first glance, I got them around 7 wins, 8
seven
wins.
And, 7 and 10.
Max.
Yeah, you know what? I think that's the general consensus. I think most people who look at it, Bleeding Green Nation had them 8-9. But they had to do a run in the last 3 wins. They were 5-9 with 3 to go. So I mean, I don't think that's illogical. I just, if I start being pessimistic, Dennis,
right.
They may only have one direction to go, and that's down. So I would rather believe maybe I got something here that people aren't calculating. My team was very injured. I got a new invigorating coaching staff. I love my new wide receiver. I have faith in Hurts. I'm holding out some hope. But I get you. You're even a good caller today.
And even a little glimmer of joy from the schedule. I think Dallas starts 0-2.
Yeah,
you
did more study than I did. I only did the Eagles schedule. Dennis, I got to ask a question about your kids' breakfast. What are they eating?
Well, you know what? And I tell people this all the time, and they don't believe me. He's had a hot breakfast every day since he's been born.
Wow.
Wow.
That's good parenting.
He's never had a bowl of cereal, and he's 16.
Wow. All right, so what is he having right now?
Today he's going to have bacon and eggs.
You're a good father too, Dennis. I'll tell you that. You're excellent.
And tomorrow will be Scrapple.
Right. Anyway, Dennis, you could go any place in the world. Where are you going?
You know what? I always thought Barcelona would be a cool
place
to go.
Barcelona wants to see bullfights.
It's beautiful, and that's not Barcelona. It's that's Pamplona.
No, that's running of the bulls.
Running of the bulls. It is bullfighting in Barcelona. No, you're here.
Bullfighting's a bad thing.
No, I know it's a bad thing.
For the bull.
Like yes, it is.
All right, wait, Mitch Williams had just arrived, and he's already defending the bull.
Yes.
Not Luzinski. The reason I asked him that question.
Yes. My daughter always had a hot breakfast. We put the Pop-Tarts in the toaster.
All right. Now, let me tell you what's going on with my granddaughter.
Okay.
Delaney and the little baby, Dash.
Dash.
Who's 9 months old?
Yeah.
Eat waffles frozen.
Huh?
They eat them with the ice on them.
Oh.
What is wrong with
your
daughter?
They do not like them. No, this is at my house.
Like ice cream?
They eat them it's like a waffle sickle.
Yeah.
They eat a frozen waffle.
No, you know what you need to try with the waffles if they eat them like that, which is completely disgusting? You toast the waffles. And then you put ice cream in it, and it's messy and amazingly delicious.
There's no ice cream in the morning.
Yes, there is. Al has ice cream for breakfast every morning.
It's milk.
All right. Mitch Williams is in the house very early today, and we will be dealing with what happened in the Phillies game last night because I didn't enjoy it. Mm. I guess you did.
No, it was a wonderful play in center field.
Yeah. Oh, Mitch is
coming. I got it.
Loaded.
You take it.
But listen right now, people. I got one caller on board, Bob from Bucks County, and I got five prizes today. Ava's the judge. You are looking at the schedule going, oh, I got to get to Vegas. This is going to be amazing. What's the best place in the world to visit? Mm. Maybe it's here. Whatever you pick is fine. Ava awards five prizes if you call now. You get on really soon. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time, 620.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.